Chapter 57 Morning Glory for Sarah and David. Every day, think as you wake up, "Today I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it." The 14th Dalai Lama. The sound of a loud bang stole Sarah out of her sleep. It wouldn't have taken much to wake her. Between David occupying most of the bed with his man-spreading and his total monopoly of the sheets, she had barely gotten any sleep. Thoughts of how she was going to sever all ties with him ran through her mind before the martini hangover engulfed her.
"Whoa, that was loud,"
Sarah said softly as she rubbed her forehead, hoping that if she were sweet enough to her brain, the hangover would not make an appearance.
"Can you shut up?" David grumbled with his back to her. "I'm trying to sleep."
Sarah's eyes darted to the human pile of refuse that was lying next to her, the human pile of refuse that had been living under her roof, contributing nothing but negativity and terrible sex for the past 4 months. It always came back to her. She didn't blame him, she blamed herself. If the sex had been even remotely good, she could understand why she kept him around, but it wasn't. Things had just gotten comfortable. He was, to an extent, dependable, but that was only because he had nowhere else to go. She couldn't imagine anyone else would want to fuck him or take him, especially in his current broke, bloated, and aging state. Sarah sighed and sat up on the edge of the bed, the only space that David had afforded her. She wanted to get out of this situation. She wanted to go for a hike. She wanted to send him a text message telling him to get the fuck out before she got home.
"Sarah, come on!" David strained, wrapping one of his pillows around his head. "Let me get some fucking sleep."
Sarah looked over her shoulder at him and shook her head. She had finally had enough. Today was the day, and she meant it this time. She regretted not taking her chance before they had gotten home, but the martinis she had guzzled had taken over and disabled her bullshit detector. She walked across to the window and pulled the sheer curtain back to look out to the morning. And she stood in front of the open window in her thong and tight white tank top, feeling the light breeze and the sun's warmth. It was just another beautiful day in Los Angeles. A morning hike would be just what the doctor ordered. She knew a text message would not be the prescription to cure the virus that was currently annexing even more of the bed, but she knew it would start the ball rolling, and soon the cancer that had taken up residence in her bed would be gone from her life forever. Sarah fell to the floor as the sound of machine gun fire filled the room. David comically rolled off his side of the bed, and Sarah crawled over to him to get as far away from the window as she could. If it wasn't for the deafening sound of gunfire, Sarah would have laughed at David. He looked like a sweaty, greasy burrito wrapped up in his blankets, struggling to get his arms free. The gunfire stopped as quickly as it started, and Sarah breathed a sigh of relief as she stupidly looked to David for answers.
"What the fuck was that?" David asked, finally getting his arms free.
"I think it's time I moved," Sarah said, looking towards the window. "Gentrification isn't coming to this neighborhood fast enough." David ignored her attempted humor and crawled past her.
"Where are you going?" Sarah whispered.
Again, he ignored her, and Sarah watched him as he wormed his way across the ground over the window. She was distracted for a moment, and she smirked. It was like he had reverted to his true form. David lifted his head to peek out of the window, but dropped it down straight away as the gunfire started again.
"David!"
Sarah screamed as she crawled over to him. The gunfire stopped as Sarah reached him.
"Are you okay?"
Sarah whispered.
"Shut up, I'm trying to think,"
David said, trying to peek out the window again. Sarah scowled. She was dumbfounded. She hoped the top of his head would fly off as a result of heavy gunfire, but she knew he would be leaving her to clean up the mess again.
"Wow," David whispered as he looked out the window in awe. "You don't see that every day."
Sarah peeked her head up next to David's, so they were both like little kids who weren't tall enough to see over the next-door neighbor's fence.
"Holy shit,"
Sarah squealed. They both flew back away from the window as a giant Apache helicopter buzzed over the house, making the windows rattle and the walls shake. Sarah looked around the room as she covered her ears in vain to block out the deafening sound. She wondered if this was going to be the end of her cute little house, that moments before she had considered leaving for somewhere a little safer. The room slowly stopped shaking as the sound of the helicopter disappeared into the distance and Sarah slowly sat up. She found David was not next to her. He hadn't rushed to wrap his arms around her to seek solace in what could be the end. He had literally left the room and was now cowering in the tub in the bathroom that was connected to her bedroom.
"Are you okay over there, sweetheart?" Sarah said with a snicker. "You get a little scared, did you?"
David stuck his head up and removed the towel that he had used to cover himself with. His true self was so evident. Sarah did not understand how she had not seen it before, but deep down she knew. He was a band-aid, a shitty little band-aid on a wound that would never heal.